Bring us back, though, to the moment where you've got this three-day, literally, conference going on here between 11 aliens and you. What are you two talking? What are you all talking about?
Okay, well, basically, I had a lot of questions, and they told me, well, you know, most of your questions are going to be answered during our session. So we held sessions lasting 4 to 6 hours, and we would take some breaks. You know, I had meal breaks, toilet breaks, things like
that. Sure.
And a couple of sleep breaks, quite frankly, in the 3 days I was there. I had two sleep breaks. They said that I asked them where they come from, what they're doing here, how long they've been here, and they answered all those questions. And they said that they are here. Let's see if I can cut this down. Let me gather my thoughts here.
And you've got to tell me what they look like.
Synopsize this. Yeah, they looked similar to, I suppose you're familiar with the Greys?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I was not familiar with the Greys. I didn't know, I was familiar with that caricature. You see that caricature all over the place in magazines and in novelty stores, you know, filled with candy and stuff like that. So everybody's familiar with that caricature of the alien. That's pretty stereotypical. I didn't know that they were called the Greys. I didn't find out about that until later. But they were similar to the Greys, except that the Greys were depicted as having a large bug eyes.
Mm-hmm. Big black ones.
Yeah, right. Whereas the creatures that I ran into, their eyes were more proportional to the face, the same as the human eyes are proportional to the human face.
Okay.
They had a slight a slant to them, almost like a slit, a slanted cast to them, sort of like almond eyes of certain Asian people. And but they were short, 5'2" to 5'4". I didn't discern any hair, any body hair.
Larger heads than we have.
Not proportionately, although it might appear that it was proportionally, but you have to take into consideration that they're very, very slightly built. I mean, thin arms, thin torso, thin legs, a thin neck. The head was proportional to the body, about the same as the human head is proportional to the human body. However, we are more stockily built, and so that head could give the impression of being oversized.
Okay.
You know, it was a kind of a, it was hard to tell because of the light. I'm not sure what effect the light had upon their color, but it was kind of a muted whitish gray, a little bit brownish in some of them.
Uniforms?
I don't know if you call it a uniform or just their mode of dress that they wear. They all, like the Western style dress, you know, wouldn't be considered a uniform compared to the Japanese style of dress, the old Japanese style of dress, you know,
right.
With the kimono and stuff like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But they did wear robes. They wore robes, and they were all similar. In pattern, you know, and length and things like that.
Okay.
Different to pastel colors. So it wasn't like a military uniform or anything like that. Very comfortable.
All right.
Very comfortable.
All right. In a capsule, tell me some of the things that they were telling you in terms of where they were from and things like that.
They said they come from a planet 14 million light years away. And I thought, well, that's a long way to travel. Even if they could travel the speed of light, that'd take them 14 million years. So I found that hard to believe. They said that their planet would translate into English, the English language, as verdant, which I took to mean lush and green, which I then interpreted to mean the garden planet.
Mm-hmm.
So. That I suppose it was the garden planet, you know. They said that they. I said, you know, that's how long did it take you to get here? And they said they can travel. They can travel the universe at a pretty good clip because they don't travel. They can travel a million times faster than the speed of light. Well, I didn't believe it. I boggled at that. Nothing can travel at the speed of light. But it's sort of. They said. The way they explained it to me is that they don't really travel in the conventional sense, so travel is kind of a misnomer. They have a drive, which I call the flicker drive, for lack of any better,
the flux capacitor, right?
Yeah, right. but what happens is that they disappear from one place and reappear at another. Let's say, and they can make these jumps up to 5 or 6 million miles at a time. So they disappear from point A, reappear at point B, disappear at point B, reappear at point C, all the way down the line. And in so doing, they're traveling a million times faster than the speed of light. Well, not really traveling. They're just being there at the place of faster.
But yeah. But they can only do it at a 5 million mile clip, huh?
5 to 6 million miles per jump. Now, if they can travel a million times faster than the speed of light, and they are going to travel a million light years down the road, they will be there in 1 year, because they're traveling a million times faster than the speed of light. Well, with each of these flicks at 5 to 6 million miles per flick, I figured it would take 32,000, I put on my calculator, 32,000 flicks per second for a year for them to travel that distance.